Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell.
No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch pulls away from the garment and the tear is made worse. Nor do they put new wine into old wineskins, or else the wineskins break, the wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved.
Warm air flowed all around him. A warm current of air. A gentle tornado around his whole body. A warm blanket came over his whole body, and every part of him would just settle. That's the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, coming upon a person. That's the anointing. He's the comforter. He comforts us. He's the helper. No matter where we are in our walk with Jesus, the Holy Spirit is helping us. We have to take the steps towards Him. We have to seek Him. And when we do, He comes and He helps us. But when someone's in that third or fourth stage, the anointing, He is the kingdom. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." We can say that same prayer. The verses at the beginning, Jesus is talking about, you know, He says you don't put a new piece of garment, like an unshrunk garment, a new piece of garment on an old garment. It won't work. And you don't put new wine into old wineskins. What's the Lord Jesus Christ talking about here? He's talking about garments, clothing, and about wine in wineskins. We know that wine is symbolic of His blood. Amen. Amen. That's a sacred, holy thing. You know, He said, "Take, drink. This is my blood. This is my body." It's also symbolic, of course, of the Holy Spirit. He's talking about garments and about, so things we put on our body. Then He's talking about wine, you know, that is, that goes into someone's body. But more than that, it, you know, it's the Holy Spirit and the blood of Jesus that transform us. You know, His whole message is, and I've mentioned this in the couple of previous messages, if we lose our life for Him, if we die, we receive the answer, the greatest things for mankind in the universe, the most valuable, the greatest, most awesome, glorious thing, entity, person, God Almighty, Jesus Christ, who allows us to receive everything more than we can ever imagine and allows us to live forever. But we have to lose our life. We have to lose our life, hate our life, die, get rid of our old nature, humble ourselves before Him. Amen. That's His message, right? And when we do, we no longer live, and He's our all in all. He transforms us in every which way. So I want to just try to get to the point, although one short message like this is can do nothing in terms of this revelation. Let me correct that. If the Holy Spirit's involved, amen. Yes, there will be results. There will be glorious results. In your day, in your time, if the Holy Spirit is involved, glory to God, there's going to be incredible results and accomplishments in the spirit realm where it matters. Amen. Redeeming the time, making full use. Let's make full use of our time. Let's don't do things that have no meaning. But my point about the short message, we're going to spend eternity receiving revelation about these glorious truths about Him and all the things, all that He is and all that He does and all that He teaches. Amen. So I'm picking out one famous teaching of Jesus and just trying to shed some light on it. And I'll try to get this point into as short a message as possible to try to make full use of the time. I believe in this incredible revelation Jesus is presenting here about the garments, you know, the patch on a garment, and about new wine into into old wineskins. He said, you don't put new wine in old wineskins, you put new wine in new wineskins. That He transforms us radically and totally, inside, outside, every which way. And we become a new creation in Christ Jesus. In fact, we no longer live, but now God Almighty, Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit, is now living in, through, and within us, and comes upon us. Amen. That's the purpose of our existence. A tiny percentage of people get there. Tiny. Probably, really no one gets there fully. A few people have gotten close. That's the purpose of our existence. And we receive this glorious presence of God that, I mean, when we have Him, we're going to have the victory. We're guaranteed victory. We're guaranteed miracles. We're guaranteed to be delivered from all those negative things that are holding us back. Glory, hallelujah. Those needs that we have, the practical, the physical needs, the emotional, psychological, all of them are met because God Almighty, His glory and His majesty and His divine nature transforms us radically and totally. So we're getting new wine into our new wineskins of. We're not an old wineskin anymore. We're a new wineskin, and we're getting new wine all the time. The living water that We need water in the natural every day, right? Well, we're getting that every day from God Almighty. He's the living water. And he's talking about garments which are on the outside of us, and then new wine which is on the within us, so to speak. This is just an interpretation. Someone I know has a philosophy, always have something to look forward to. And I was thinking about how when we have the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, we have the greatest things in the world, in the universe, to look forward to and to receive and to experience all the time. There's a miracle coming right at us, or it's going by us all the time. Let's be aware of that. Let's seek Him. And this anointing, that's the kingdom. His glory, His majesty, His splendor, His beauty, this incredible, unspeakable presence of Jesus Christ. In the midst of our pressures and busyness and the things we have to do, there's so many things we have to do. Just practical stuff, taking care of our body, eating, sleeping, spending time with people, doing what we do. It's in the midst of all of that that we can still be seeking Him in that invisible realm. We can be speaking in tongues to ourselves quietly. And remember how important it is that we realize when we talk about Jesus Christ transforming us and living within us, and you know, Jesus Christ in and through me. What does that mean? Let's always remember the real us is our spirit person. Our spirit person will live forever. If a person dies, their spirit physically, their spirit person will stand up and be able to walk around in the spirit and look down at that physical body, which we only have so that we can live on the earth. We are a spirit person. Our physical body that we all know looks like our spirit person. That's fascinating. We're spirit people, and yet 80% of the world have no idea what we're talking about. They live in the natural, and it's tragic. I was thinking about this earlier today. If someone dies without Jesus Christ, they will go to hell forever and burn in fire forever. And there's no way out. And you know, people like me who are called into ministry, I'm responsible. Well, I'm responsible for pursuing my ministry, right? But if I don't pursue my ministry and I'm not telling the people that I'm supposed to tell about Jesus Christ, then their blood and there is on me. I mean, that's how serious this is. Like, I was thinking, okay, this is tragic. That so many people, 80%, 70%, whatever percentage, it right here where I live and all over the world, how tragic it is. Like, that if they die without Jesus, they go to hell forever with no way out. That is the greatest problem on earth. We should have the greatest urgency about that. Right? And yet, when this applies to me, so someone like me, there's thousands, tens of thousands of people, really, like me, who are called into ministry. And if, and I'm just looking at me, if I don't pursue that, I get greater punishment. He who knew his master's will and didn't do it shall be beaten with many blows. He who didn't know his master's will and didn't do it shall be beaten with few blows. Jesus Christ said that. So now I'm trying to think this through and put it into words, but now this tragedy of these other people, now there's the next step beyond that is that I have to pursue my ministry, or now I end up in a absolute, in the worst tragic situation possible for me. Like, I cannot control, right, what anyone else does. These 70% of people, I cannot control anything that they do. They, each individual, they have to find Jesus Christ themselves, or they choose not to. That's summing up a person's whole life. You can't, but if they choose not to, that's fully 100% their deal and has nothing to do with me in a way, right? You could argue that. You could say, well, that has nothing to do with me. You know, they'll have to be saved. They'll have to find Jesus Christ. You know, I can't control or anything that they do, right? That's true. That's an argument. But let's move on to the next. Again, the farther step beyond this is that we are the ones that have to tell them. We are the ones who have to get the presence of Jesus, the anointing, so that these other people can be saved. That's the only way they can be saved, is through that, through the anointing, the presence of Jesus. That I'll get into that in another different message. But are you following me here? Now, this tragedy that before, the previous point is, well, I have nothing to do, I and no one else can control what anyone else does. So, but I'm getting, the main point I'm trying to make is, and it's very serious, we are the ones who tell them. I'm called into ministry. Other people are called into ministry. We are the ones who tell them, who can, are the way that, are the vehicle, the vessel for them to get saved. So if I don't do what I'm supposed to do, now I end up in the great, in a tragic, terrible, tragic situation forever. God told a man, showed him people going into hell, and told him, he said, if you don't preach the gospel, their blood's on your hands, on your head. I mean, he has to go do it now. I mean, he has no option. He's, and that person is, and they're doing, you know, so now my point is, it's like, I've only got to be concerned with me, which is true, right? With me, with my relationship with Jesus, with my ministry, pursuing, you know, it's all I got to do, but I have to do it, and I have to, I'll get to some practical things in a second about that. But I've got to do it. I have no choice. I have And if I'm doing other things and getting distracted with all these other things and not pursuing my ministry, that's not right. That's not good. It's not for me. So I have to press on, and there's a whole, I mean, the practical things I was going to say is, let's always remember our ministry is our relationship with Jesus. Amen. And everything, let me say, the 100% of everything that we are to be doing is focused on our relationship with Jesus. And everything flows from that. Our ministry flows from that. Glory to God. We all want the great things that God offers for our own personal walk with Him, right? The peace and joy and love and fulfillment and purpose and peace, joy unspeakable. We all want these wonderful things. The divine nature, partaking the Zoe kind of life, the supernatural life. Well, all of that flows from our relationship with Jesus. So sometimes we get caught up, ministry, and I'm going to publish these things and the books, and I'm going to go preach at this church. Well, those things are good. But 100% of what we should be focusing on is our relationship with Jesus. All that other stuff will just flow from that. You know, we can go out and do ministry if we don't really have that, if we're not filled up in our relationship with Jesus, then we're just doing it on our own. I appreciate you listening. I know I'm sharing some serious things and some personal things, but I just had this revelation of that earlier today. And can I share with you from the heart as I finish up here? The hardest thing for us as humans is dealing with people. There's that song, they'll hurt you, they'll desert you, they'll take your soul if you let them. But don't let them. Dealing with people. And sometimes I'm like, these people, man, I'm not saying that I think this and believe this. Okay, what I'm about to say. But at times I'm almost thinking, I could think, these people, you know, they're unsaved, they don't fear God, they're mean, they're you know, whatever happens to them happens to them, I don't care, on and on, things like that. After what I've explained in the last 15 or so minutes, all of us as Christians need to pursue our ministry, right? Everyone has a ministry. But remember, Jesus said, many are chosen, few are called. You know, certain people are called, certain followers of Jesus are called into, you know, the fivefold ministry and other, you know, specifically, you know, the fivefold ministry, which is apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, or teacher. Some people have more than one of those offices. Most people, I think, have one or maybe two. But those who are called into that, they have to do their ministry or else they face tragic, serious, terrible consequences. The verse I spoke earlier is about being beaten with many blows. That's a verse that sheds light on that. Also, to whom much is given, much is required. He who's been entrusted with much, him they will ask more. We have to do what God tells us to do, irregardless of what else happens, irregardless of the results, irregardless of those people who bother the heck out of us and that we don't want, you know, and one part of us doesn't want to help them, none of that matters. Now I'm dealing with, like, this is self-preservation. This is like, I have to do this. Thanks for listening to Wonder Reality. This is Jim. Please visit wonderreality.org.